This is Spare Parts, your World of Warcraft engineering questions answered. Hi, junior engineers. Ever wanted to be a priest? You know that awesome mind control ability they have? How would you like to be able to do something cool like that? Well, if you're an engineer, yes, you can. And the device you want to use is the Gnomish Mind Control Cap. Faced with a huge disparity in size, the ingenious gnomes discover that the most effective way of defeating an enemy is to turn their own power against them. And this is the germ of the idea in the Gnomish Mind Control Cap. The Mind Control Cap is an awesome and often unnoticed piece of headgear that can tip the balance in a battleground. Exactly as the name suggests, this item level 47 headpiece allows you to engage in mental combat with a humanoid target and control their mind. If all works well, you'll be able to control the mind of that target for 30 seconds and they become your minion. In essence, the mind control target becomes just like a hunter's pet. That means they can be sent to attack anyone in their own faction, and they also become killable by that faction. This is a classic twink trick in battlegrounds. In Warsong Gulch, wait for them to capture the flag, hit them with the mind control, and then turn them around and make them run back to their base. In Alterac Valley, the joy of running your opponents off cliffs while they watch on helplessly. It's awesome. And the best bit is the graphic. This headpiece looks like a helmet, but with a swirling hypnotic disc on the front. Unfortunately, this also gives away to your opponents that you're capable of mind control. It might be a good idea to turn off your helm graphics when you're in battlegrounds and equipping this device. If you're a cloth-wearing class, this also provides plus 14 to your spirit, which is quite a high stat for this level of gear. To make your own mind control cap, first you will need to be at least skill level 235, or level 220 if you're a gnomish engineer. This puts you into the artisan range for all other races, and expert level for gnomes. This means you will need to be at least level 35 to try and make this device as a non-gnome, and a minimum level of level 20 for a gnome. Just be aware that if you can get a friend to make it for you, it only requires skill level 215 to actually wear it. Then gather 10 mithril bars, 4 true silver bars, a gold power core, 2 star rubies, and 4 mage weave cloth. You'll then need an anvil, your blacksmith hammer, and your trusty arclight spanner. Unfortunately, this device also has some drawbacks. The cooldown is over 30 minutes, and unfortunately, while it gives you 30 seconds of mind control, this is a very long cooldown for this kind of ability. It's been made this way to stop it spoiling the game balance, but I think that it spoils it just a little bit too much. The second is that it can, well, backfire. If it backfires, you become the minion of your target for 30 seconds, meaning that your own faction can attack you, they can run you off a cliff, and that you get to drop the flag. So just remember that when you try to use it. Also, remember the tooltip. This is unreliable on targets over level 60. The people most likely to get the most out of this device are cloth-wearing classes below level 60. So get out there and enjoy the power of dominating the minds of your enemies to do your bidding. You may just be tempted to roll a priest. And that's it for this week. To send me WoW engineering questions, please send emails or voice recordings to spareparts@gmail.com or contact me on Twitter @MacGyver, and I'll do my best to answer them for you, either by email if it's complex or in a segment. Spare Parts is downloadable direct from iTunes or from spareparts.podomatic.com or from Stitcher Radio for the full catalogue of past segments. So until next time, stay safe. If you are mind controlling somebody, remember that what is seen cannot be unseen, and tinker with pride.